Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Again, we ask the question, in the aftermath of the election, why is there so much crime going on? Looting, killing, burning. We were assured that if the Democrats got in and Biden became president, he would bring peace. But nothing but chaos, lawlessness, murder, floods of illegal immigrants. Why has all that happened? Well, it's because we've turned our back on God. We've left off keeping His commandments. Now, we've already covered in one segment the first four commandments. Let's look at the last six of them and look and see how that every single commandment of God is being broken on a massive scale as never before. And then we wonder why we have trouble. See, because here's the equation that God set forth. Whenever the people break the commandments of God, it brings automatic penalties, which are called curses. Because people have forgotten God, they've forgotten His commandments. Now, there's some out there trying to do good, but they are short-circuited, like we saw in the segment before, that because of Sunday keeping and holiday keeping, by the way, get our book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which that'll really help you understand what's wrong. Because everyone thinks that their religion is good because their minister uses the Bible. Question, does he use the whole Bible? And do they teach the word of God that you must obey God? Very interesting. One minister that's on television a lot, Pastor Jeffress, Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And he says, every time he's questioned, we must obey God rather than men. So my question to him and every Sunday-keeping minister is this. If you believe that, and it was the Apostle Peter who said that to the Jews who were inquiring about a healing of a man, it was a tremendous miracle indeed. And they told him, well, now you can't preach in that name anymore. And Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Question, why does Pastor Jeffress and all of the other Orthodox Christian ministers keep Sunday and lie about it? And what happens? They are the very ones who have instigated lawlessness in this society by saying they could change the law of God, and the law of God has been done away. That's one of the greatest satanic lies ever preached, and supposedly from a Christian pulpit. Now think about it. Now, I know there's some people out there saying, well, Fred Coulter, you get all upset about this. I'm not upset about it. I am just tragically, how shall we say, looking at all the things that are happening and telling you the source and cause of why it happens. Now, let's come back to Exodus 20, and let's look at the other six commandments. And all of these are important, too, because you cannot have a good society that is based on lies. You cannot come to the true God and come with lies. You cannot come to the true God and be breaking his commandments and say, I am guiltless. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother. Now look at that. Look at what they've been taught in school. Look at what they've been taught in church. They do not honor their father or their mother, and divorce is rampant, and so many children are born out of wedlock and in single mother homes. And this is the source of the great problems with the young people that we have today. They are, as I can put it, hell-bent. That is, teaching from hell to break up the family and to do away with proper biblical gender identification of man and woman, boy and girl. Now they say that they're going to have 100 alphabet genders.
What are the different gender identities?
That's a really, really exciting question to ask.
Do you know, there are so many gender identities. So we know we've got male and female, but there are over 100, if not more, gender identities now. So we know that some people might feel like they're two different genders. So people might think they're bi-gender. And then you've got some people who might call themselves genderqueer, who are just like, I don't really want to be anything in particular. I'm just going to be me.
The video also included a transgender activist who was born female but identifies as a man, and a lesbian head teacher who promote their own lifestyles to the children. The accompanying resources suggest various activities inviting children to discuss and explore sexuality and gender.
So you think on that. Now notice what else it says. For every young person out there, you want to live long or do you want your days cut short? And you look at what happened recently in Louisiana. A gang of four attacked another 15-year-old and stabbed her in the heart and bragged about it and put it on Facebook for everyone to see. And that's going to be repeated over and over and over again because people have left God and the pastors are teaching contrary to the word of God. Every Sunday-keeping pastor out there has got to come to the pulpit and say, brethren, we've been teaching Sunday all of these years, but the Bible says the Sabbath, beginning next Sabbath, we will meet on Saturday. And if that would happen by the tens of thousands, and it was really sincere, and there was really repentance with it, the troubles would all abate. But because there's no repentance with any of these Sunday-keeping ministers, it's not going to happen. It's only going to get worse. But if they did honor and obey father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Live a long time. Exodus 20, verse 13. You shall not murder. Now the King James says you shall not kill. No. God is the author of executing those who commit violent crimes. He is the one who said if such and such a crime is committed, they are to be executed. That's the law of God. And look what we have. We let criminals run into society loose and free. So more murder. You shall not commit adultery. Yet we have sex training in schools, and then we have all of these problems with sex with teenagers, problems in their marriages, problems with them at home, because they are teaching contrary to the word of God. And when you have that, Satan is always there to fill in the void and perpetuate perpetuate the evil and make it worse and worse and worse and worse. And if you don't believe that, look at all the entertainment, look at all of the movies, look at all of the music. Look at how the world is because of breaking the commandments of God. You shall not steal. Ha! The Democrats have a president by stealing the election. How's that for big-time theft? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. How many lies are told? Yes. Now you think about this. You tell your little children not to lie to you, but you lie to them. You corrupt their minds very early. You tell them there's a Santa Claus, and if you're good, Santa will bring you some things. And they find out you lied. Huh? You lied. Well, that's for good. Like my mom explained to me, when I finally found out that Christmas was a lie, when I found the present that Santa Claus was supposed to bring on Christmas on the floor, hidden in the closet, and I found him. And my mom said to me, that's a white lie. No such thing as a white lie. Hey? You'll not bear false witness. Look at all of the lies that are contained in the laws and legislation and all of the lies that are spoken on the news. Everywhere that you go, there are more lies. Where are you going to find the truth? See? Well, that's why we have Church at Home. We're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible and the truth of how we are to live. Next commandment, number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Love your neighbor as yourself. But look at what the world is today, and right here in America.
Teresa is another of John and Joseph's neighbors. For years, she has tried to persuade them to clear their property, but to no avail.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, y'all. Cleaning up over there, finally?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know you got to get this cleaned up so the neighborhood can look back pretty again.
This
got a lot of people out here wanting this to be cleaned up.
This neighborhood ain't never going to look
gonna
good.
Get no better. It's going to get worse and worse.
Well, you're not making it any better.
Nah.
It's embarrassing, and it actually makes me sick. It's made me close all of my blinds at all times because I don't want to see that from my kitchen table when I'm eating dinner.
What is going on over here? Like, in the garage and stuff, what's going on?
Well, in our garage is really nobody's business, be technical. What's in our house is our business, and whatever's out here, I agree with y'all.
It's my business because I can't have company.
Well, you never stopped you before.
Joseph.
It has stopped me before. You
no,
haven't seen anybody
not.
Over
Joseph.
Here. Pay for me a privacy fence.
I don't have to pay for it if you don't.
Pay for me a privacy fence so you can keep all
you
your junk that you want to.
The junk was here before you move in.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. My
no,
grandpa
was not.
Used to scrap his
Joseph.
We had bikes
your
right
junk was not here.
We
your
had
junk
a Ford,
was not
a Ford
here.
Truck.
Joseph. I've got to try to keep them both calm a lot of the times, you know. You know, it's not really a good idea, you know. Why you want to add to it more?
Come on, get stop. Oh, yeah, we help you.
Stop.
We're going.
Stop.
Get over here.
Now, how are you going to find God in the midst of that? Well, let's come to Isaiah 55. Here's what has to happen in your life, in your family, and with those that you know, and you tell them about Church at Home, that they will hear the truth at Church at Home, no sugar-coated lies which lead to destruction. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He's there. Oh, but I prayed, but God didn't answer my prayer. Turn over here to Isaiah 59. That answers that very clearly. Verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, all of your sins, all of those things that are sin going on in your mind, everything that detracts from living God's way, and how much of that is in your mind, but your iniquities have come between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. That's why your prayers are not answered, because God will not hear while you live in sin, while you live in adultery, while you live in lies, while you live in breaking his commandment concerning the Sabbath day and idolatry and taking his name in vain and all of the Ten Commandments. Now notice verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has uttered perverseness. You ever watch that on the news? You ever watch some of these absolutely insane, demonic movies? None calls for justice, nor anyone pleads for truth. Yes, we're pleading for truth. We're calling for justice. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Perfect description of what's going on today, right? Yes, indeed. Now, what are you going to do about it? What will you do? And we got a book by that name. Lord, what should I do? You need that book. And you need the book, Why Christianity is Failing in America. And you need the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you will be absolutely amazed of how deceived you really, really are. You may not think that you are, but you are in deep water of sin. Now come back to Isaiah 55, verse 7. Here's what you have to do. This is called repentance. And repentance means you get on your knees and you confess your sins to God. Now, we've covered the Ten Commandments. Start with those with your confession. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, because the way you're living is not right. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. You've got to learn how to think correctly. Now, there's a big movement on now that all of these evil liberals today, they want to take all conservatives who have some sense of right and wrong and some sense of God, they want to take and reprogram their minds. Sound a little bit like communist China? And these are government officials in Joe Biden's cabinet. Think about what's coming. Because if there is not mass repentance, it's going to come like tidal waves, one after the other. And just like it is in the ocean, every once in a while, there's a rogue wave as high as 100 feet or more, and takes the biggest ships that there are and rolls them over and sinks them. And let him return to God, his way, not your way, not your preacher's way, his way, with his word, with his truth, with his spirit. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And then you're going to learn one of the greatest lessons that you can possibly learn, and one that you'll continually learn if you get into the Word of God to study it, to know it, to find out how to live, what you should do, and all of that. Verse 8, "For my thoughts, says God, are not your thoughts." You can't take your thoughts and say that's from God when it's actually sin against God. "Nor your ways, my ways, says the Lord." Now, here's the lesson. Verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You've got to go to God for his thoughts. You've got to go to God and seek him. Now let's come to 2 Chronicles. Let's see something very important, because you're to return to God. You're to try and find what is right and what is good. And that's why you need to study the Word of God. And if you have a smartphone, you can go to our website, afaithfulversion.org, and you can download the Bible in its original order, A Faithful Version, at no cost, the whole Bible. 2 Chronicles 15. Now again, this happened to Israel. They would come back to God for a little while, then they'd go their own way. Come back to God a little while and go their own way. And it's just like a roller coaster with the children of Israel. And the same way with America today, because we are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes. And we come to God, and then we leave God, and we come to God, and we leave God. Had to go through a civil war and all kinds of other problems and difficulties. Why? Because sin always enters in. Verse 1, 2 Chronicles 15. "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded." Now that was a prophet of God sent to the king Asa. "And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him.'" Key thing, if you are not with him, he's not with you. Because two cannot walk together unless they agree. And we must agree with God. God is not going to agree with us. God is God, and God is righteous, and God is holy. And every one of us are sinners. So we agree with God because he's our creator and maker. "And if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." That's what's happened to us. "And for a long time, Israel's been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Lawless, just like it is today. And when they turned in their trouble to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times, there was no peace to him who went out nor to him who came in, but great tumult was upon all the inhabitants of the lands." Isn't that true today? Great tumult everywhere. Yes, indeed. Let's come to verse 7 now. "But be you strong, and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." So what happened? Asa turned out to be a righteous king for quite a long time. He caused all the people to repent, caused all the people to get rid of their other religions, their other gods, and all the lawlessness that they did. They entered into covenant with God to keep his commandments. Let's come over to chapter 16 and verse 9. Here's a principle, because you might ask the question, well, how is God going to find me? You mean if I get on my knees by myself alone and pray to God, he knows it? Answer is yes. We'll see how he does it here in just a bit, because God is busy to work and to help for those who seek him. Will you seek God in truth? Will you seek him in love? Will you seek him in obedience? Verse 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro in the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Now, what is a perfect heart? A repentant heart confessing sin. He is there. Now, let's look at something really important. Because most of you who believe in Jesus Christ believe that he died and rose from the dead and is at the right hand of God the Father in heaven right now. So let's come to the book of Revelation. Let's see about those eyes of God, because it tells us a little bit more about it. And it's really quite interesting when you understand it, see? Because God is waiting for you to come to him, and you will find him if you come to him in repentance and truth. Revelation 1 and verse 4. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace and peace be to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and that's Jesus Christ. Now notice the next phrase. And from the seven spirits that are before his throne. These are the eyes of God seeking those who are seeking him. Let's see that back here in chapter 5. John saw this vision of the slain lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Revelation 5 and verse 6. Now then it talks about the eyes of God. Let's read it. Then I saw, and behold, before the throne and the four living creatures and before the elders was standing a lamb, as having been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Those horns are the seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3. The seven eyes, let's read it. And seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that are sent into all the earth. And what do they do? Because God is seeking those who are seeking him in spirit and in truth, as we find in John the 4th chapter. So that's what you do. You can come to God. So start with confessing your sins. Carry on by keeping the Sabbath. Look to the Word of God to understand the Word of God. Now, if you're brand new, then you need to get our booklet, Lord, What Should I Do? And you need to also get the book that we have, Does the Bible Really Say That? And that booklet dispels all of the false notions that people think that come from the Bible that don't. And you need the truth of the Word of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.